This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Good morning at 27 minutes before the hour. John and Glenn inviting you to give from the heart right now at 877-291-0123. Safely, securely, online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Just these brief reminders to give from the heart, regular programming for the first 4 days of the week. So that's why we need you to give from the heart right now, to keep the regular programming on the air, but also keep Relevant Radio on the air for another 3 months. That need is $2.3 million. You can get us there by giving right now and having every dollar you give matched dollar for dollar for the next 26 minutes at 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. And we know, as with many of you listening in the car driving to work right now, you're thinking, okay, the gospel message from yesterday. And we saw how the people of Nazareth rejected Jesus when he preached. And as you and I engage the secular world in the message of the gospel, the kingdom of God, you use Relevant Radio to give you that fuel to be able to take the message of the gospel and then live it in the workplace. And then, of course, in the second reading yesterday, St. Paul talking to the Corinthians, looking at love. We're going to look at that with Father Burke Masters later on, and right now as well, in living out that gospel message of Jesus Christ as this blueprint for not only peace in our lives and our families, but peace in the world in general. Father Mark Mathias, who is a member of Our Morning Family, is a priest of the Diocese of Brooklyn, New York. Father Mark, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Glenn.
It's good to have you back on. Living the very difficult gospel message yesterday, because you stopped to think, wait a minute, have I ever been rejected for my faith, for telling the truth? And very often, while we know that's the blueprint for peace in our families, peace in our communities, peace in the world, it can be a little bit difficult to live out as much as we want to try to do it, Father.
No, absolutely. And, of course, we saw in yesterday's gospel reading where Jesus was trying to convince his, brother Jews that he was the long-awaited Messiah. And at first, they were very pleased with, how he read from the scroll of Isaiah. And then suddenly it started to sink in, like, wait a minute, this guy's claiming to be, the Messiah. And isn't he just that carpenter's son out there in Nazareth? How dare he, claim to be the person who's going to come and set us free from, our enemies, the Romans? Where is his army? Where is his troops? Where is his sword? But Jesus, of course, said that, also I should say that Isaiah wrote that the Messiah would strike them with the rod of his mouth. In other words, he wouldn't use steel or bronze in a sword to defeat his enemies. He would use the wisdom and the knowledge and the love of his words to help convert people's hearts. And in that way, he would slay them into understanding the type of relationship that every person is supposed to be in with God the Father.
And look how many times we use the sword of our words to destroy small d somebody on social media.
No, absolutely. What you said in the beginning is so true. The peace that Christ brought us must begin within us. And that means developing our relationship with him. And from that inner peace that we begin to experience from understanding the wisdom and knowledge of Christ's words, that peace then begins to spread to the people around us. So that peace first begins within us. It spreads to our families as parents, teach their children how to live their life for Christ. And then that, of course, spreads into the community and hopefully through the world as people are raised up with good morals and values from their faith in Christ that they then, try to spread throughout the world.
What's the icebreaker to make that happen? I'm sure in your time as a priest, Father Mathias, there have been folks who have come to you to say there is a dispute in our family. Maybe it's between a husband and wife or just extended family members. So how do we break that ice and decide to be the one who does reach out with the olive branch to start living the gospel message?
Well, that takes a lot of self-reflection and a lot of prayer, asking our Lord to transform us into his image and likeness, so that we, as he did, forgives those around him and love one another as we would want to be loved. It goes back to the golden rule, the divine law, do unto others as you would have done unto you, right? Jesus commands us to do this in chapter 7 of Matthew's gospel. And so we all would like to be forgiven, or we would all, you know, like to settle our differences. No one wants to live with tension in their soul, and no one wants to live, you know, with aggravation every day, thinking about what happened to them or what they did to someone else. And the way to you know, lift that tension is to open up a dialogue. But of course, we're prevented from doing that from what? Our pride and our ego. We don't want to be the first ones to say, I'm sorry, or we don't think we need to say we're sorry. This is where we need the intervention of our Lord and his wisdom and his peace living and dwelling in us, which we call grace. And of course, that comes from us being in communion with him. So he gives us the power to do what we cannot do ourselves. It's through, you know, Jesus's presence living in us that we find the patience and love and concern to initiate that dialogue. Even, you know, if it needs to be in with, I'm sorry what happened between us, I hope we can talk, you know, taking some of the blame on ourselves for the way things unfolded.
Father Mark Mathias joining us from the Diocese of Brooklyn this morning at 20 before on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. As you talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ as the blueprint for world peace, peace in our families, we're, as you've pointed out, we often ignore the wisdom of God for our own wisdom, enter pride and ego. As we connect all of those dots, is this how Satan is infiltrating governance? We see the abortion law in the state of New York. We see what's happened in Virginia, what may happen in Vermont and Rhode Island. Is that valid to connect all those dots, Father Mathias?
Absolutely. And if we, you know, look at the Bible, you know, in the story of Genesis, it's the first sin of mankind with Adam and Eve, right? Disobedience to God, thinking that they knew more than God. And so it's a very, very old story where we basically think that we know more than God. Although God's been around for, well, forever, and even though God created us and designed us and knows exactly what makes us the best type of person and has given us literally a blueprint in the gospel of Jesus Christ to know how to, you know, to reinforce what he has put inside of us with the divine law, we still think we have a better plan than God or God's son. And herein lies, you know, one of the great mysteries, because everybody wants world peace, right? I think that's safe to say. I don't care what country you're in, what neighborhood you're in. Everyone wants to live in peace. Yet the one person who actually gave us a manifesto, a document for world peace, which is only about 144 pages long, if you've ever read, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ, he's the one person you're not allowed to talk about publicly, right? We've pushed this one person aside who's actually demonstrated, you know, the results and the fruit of living according to his teachings. And even if you don't think that Jesus Christ, you know, is divine, you know, at least look at him as an historical figure who brought a lot of wisdom on how to, you know, live in, you know, relationships that are healthy and productive and loving, right? At the very least, look at his writings from that perspective, you know, of just a person who was very wise in knowing how to treat one another. And his words would change the world. You know, the homeless would be sheltered, the hungry would be fed. We would share what we have with everyone around us, treating them like our brothers and sisters. We would love our enemies until they were shown through our example of how to be in right relationship and healthy relationships. Again, the one person who has given us, you know, the answer to all of our world's problems is the one person the people of the world don't want to talk about. There's something wrong in that, don't you think?
Yes. I receive email from Relevant Radio listeners, good practicing Catholics. They live their faith. However, I have received more than one piece of email, Father Mathias, saying on the issues that are facing the country, the issues that I'm sure the President of the United States will talk about in his State of the Union message. And the message in these emails is consistent, and it's that the bishops quoting the Catechism are wrong, and our political leaders are right. And so my only response is, you know, I'll pray for you that the Holy Spirit can work with you to see the message of the gospel. Why don't you read the Catechism, you know, try to help them along. But, you know, when there's this kind of division in our country, it's frightening.
Well, it comes down to, again, man following his own ways, and in his mind, they make sense according to the secular world, according to the world that he has created. The problem is, that's the world man created. The world God created is far superior. And, you know, basically, he's trying to help us to have heaven on earth. But that requires us taking time to really meditate and to understand the wisdom of God. And when you look at, again, your life from the perspective of standing before God in final judgment of your life for all eternity versus standing in front of, you know, the courts of man, well, who do you think has the final say?
Right.
I, for one, would rather stand by God and be judged by the world than to stand by the world and be judged by God. This is what people need to understand.
Great spiritual direction this morning from Father Mark Mathias, whom you hear on Relevant Radio and also on The Inner Life. He's a priest of the Diocese of Brooklyn, New York. Father Mark, as always, thank you for sharing your wisdom this morning.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Glenn. God bless.
Father Mark Mathias, at 16 minutes before the hour, it's our Relevant Radio Winter Give from the Heart pledge drive that need by Friday afternoon at $2.3 million. But you can take a big bite out of that right now by giving a tax-deductible contribution online at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. Every dollar you give is matched dollar for dollar. And if you can do it at the $5,000, $10,000 level, that will get us off to a great start here on this Monday morning at 877-291-0123. And speaking of great starts, it looks like the call center is fairly busy already at 15 before the hour. Let's go in there, say good morning to Matt Beardsley. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Glenn. Here we are once again. The call center is already starting to take some calls early this morning, and that's a good thing. You can call right now. Make these phones ring at 877-291-0123. Three ways you can donate. You can donate online at relevantradio.com. You can use the Relevant Radio app or pick up that phone and call 877-291-0123. That number once again, 877-291-0123. Looking around, we do have like three or four lines open right now, so make those phones ring. We have a need of $2.3 million this week. We need to make that by Friday night, so please call now, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or by using the Relevant Radio app. We have a great week ahead. We can do this. We can keep Relevant Radio going coast to coast for the next 3 months, but we need your help. Call now, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, or use that Relevant Radio app.